State Senator Kathy Geisel is the chair of the Senate Natural Resources Committee, and she's become a prominent voice in the Senate Majority Caucus. Last year, Geisel was named the Legislator of the Year by the Alaska Miners Association, so it was no surprise that she was one of eight lawmakers who signed a letter of support last week that was sent to Northern Dynasty Minerals. That's the company that's been working for years to develop the controversial Pebble Mine in the Bristol Bay region. Geisel followed up on the letter with an opinion piece published last week in the Juneau Empire and the Anchorage Daily News. In that piece, Geisel outlined claimed negative impacts from last month's Bristol Bay watershed assessment and last year's decision by the giant mining company Anglo American to pull out of the Pebble project. She says 182 people lost their jobs when Anglo American withdrew.
That was devastating to them. Single moms supporting themselves and their children with the wages from the Pebble Partnership Exploration Project, now going home to a small community where there's a handful of jobs. Those jobs are very limited. Schools are closing as population move from the area because of the high cost of living. That's the important impact to me.
In last week's opinion piece, Geisel claimed the economic situation in Southwest Alaska is dire and the region is in desperate need of employment opportunities. She says many jobs in Bristol Bay's massive commercial salmon fishery go to non-residents, and she noted that outsiders own nearly 60% of the commercial drift net permits. In her opinion piece, Geisel suggests the scarcity of jobs, low wages, and high cost of living are driving local Bristol Bay residents out of the region. She also suggests the federal government reached into the lives of Alaskans and added an unnecessary barricade to Alaska's economy. Geisel spoke with KDLG News last Thursday and stressed the importance of allowing Northern Dynasty Minerals the opportunity to file for permits and to start the NEPA permitting process.
We have a very robust permitting process. Not only do our state departments, three of them, evaluate a project and its impact on the environment as well as the communities, but they also draw together an international panel of experts to independently review large mine permits.
In her opinion piece, Geisel maintains that Alaska is applauded as the global standard for environmental protection, and she says Alaska enforces some of the strictest environmental regulations in the world. Geisel suggests the EPA will use the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment to lay the groundwork for a possible veto of the proposed Pebble Mine. She also asserts that Northern Dynasty Minerals joins a growing list of resource development companies that are being demonized by NGOs and environmentalists.
These are organizations that are multi-billion dollar international companies. I'm referring now to the environmental NGOs who make it their business. So this is what they do for a living, is oppose development. So yes, I believe they are very artistically vilifying our development companies, not only Northern Dynasty, but others as well.
Kathy Geisel's a Republican state senator from Anchorage. She represents District N, which includes Seward, Nikiski, Girdwood, Indian, and the Anchorage Hillside. Her opinion piece was published last week in both the Anchorage Daily News and the Juneau Empire. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.